Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Clarence Williams, Johnny Burke, Milton Ager, and Vernon Duke, and have a vocabulary lesson. We'll also be announcing the winner of last week's contest for the Green Brothers Masters of the Xylophone CD and announcing a new contest, so stay tuned for that. It's time now for this week's vocabulary lesson. The word for today is sempiternal, S-E-M-P-I-T-E-R-N-A-L. Sempiternal is an adjective and means of never-ending duration, everlasting, endless, having beginning but no end, or dateless. So here are some songs about sempiternity, beginning with Isham Jones and his orchestra.
Forever on my mind, no matter what I do, I find that you're always in my heart and forever on my mind. When I'm all alone and gloomy clouds appear, those gloomy clouds are silver line, 'cause you're always in my heart and forever on my mind. A world of hopes about you. You're part of me, dear. I'm part of you. Life would be an empty shell without you. A love like this I never knew. Living just for you, today, tomorrow too. And when I leave this world behind, you'll be always in my heart and forever on my mind. Thank you.
beautiful words we spoke, wonderful vows so broken. Wasn't it you who made us part, breaking my heart forever?
George Olson and his music, with the vocal refrain by the trio of Edward Joyce, Fran Fry, and Bob Rice, and Irving Berlin's Always. That Victor recording was made on February 16, 1926. Always was preceded by Forever, played by Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra. Franklin Bauer provided the vocal on that October 1, 1928 recording. Forever was written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager, and we've got a trio of Milton Ager songs coming up a bit later in the show. We began this sempiternal set of songs with Isham Jones and his orchestra, with the vocal by Eddie Stone, and Always in My Heart, Forever on My Mind. That was written by Roy Turk and J. Fred Coots, and was recorded on May 16, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Congratulations are in order for listener Richard in Crystal Lake, Illinois, whose name was picked at random from all the contest entries received this past week. Richard wins the Green Brothers CD Masters of the Xylophone, produced and generously provided by the Green Brothers' nephew, Lou Green. I wish I could give each of you a CD, but I can give each of you another chance to win a CD. Lou Green has also provided a CD of one of his own bands, Green's New Novelty Orchestra, and for your chance to win it, all you have to do is send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. One lucky winner will be selected from all the emails received by Saturday, October 15th at midnight. You can also see more information about Lou Green and the Green Brothers at the website www.greensmusic.com. Last week, October 8th, marked the birth in 1898 outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, of Clarence Williams. At age 12, he left home and joined Billy Kersan's minstrel show as a singer, but soon became the troupe's master of ceremonies. Around 1915, Williams and Armand Perron started a publishing company in New Orleans and put together a vaudeville act with Perron on the violin and Williams playing piano and singing. In 1916, Williams wrote Brown Skin, Who You For, which was recorded by Columbia and for which he received $1,600. In 1921, he married blues singer Eva Taylor, and they collaborated both in writing and performing. In 1923, Williams moved to New York, where until 1928 he was artist and repertoire director for OK, developing new talent and recording with his own groups and as accompanist for blues singers, including Bessie Smith. Between 1923 and 37, he recorded over 300 sides under his own name, and his compositions include Royal Garden Blues, Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do, and Organ Grinder Blues. Clarence Williams died in New York on November 6, 1965. Here's Clarence Williams. Thank you.
now on it's got to be. You've been going out calling most every day, but I ain't been lonesome a minute since you went away. I tried to treat you right, you wouldn't stand for that. Now I've made my call and I'm standing fast. I can beat you doing what you're doing me. Just wait and you will see. To take them upstairs. Thank you.
Clarence Williams at the piano with one of his own compositions, Wildflower Rag, from July 2, 1928. Wildflower Rag was preceded by Clarence Williams and his washboard band with Floyd Casey playing washboard on Trouble, recorded June 28, 1934. We began our tribute to Clarence Williams with Clarence Williams Jazz Kings and Candy Lips from August 26, 1929. The Jazz Kings consisted of Clarence Williams on piano, possibly Ben Whittet and Benny Moten on clarinet, Leroy Harris on banjo, and Cyrus St. Clair on brass bass. Candy Lips was written by Mike Jackson and Jack Lauria. We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show, a suggestion for a topic, or if you'd like a chance to win the Green's new novelty orchestra CD, you can send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, October 3rd, marked the birth in 1903 in Antioch, California, of composer Johnny Burke. He graduated from the University of Wisconsin and in 1926 moved to Chicago, where he worked as a pianist and song plugger for the Irving Berlin Publishing Company. He transferred to the New York office and began his career as one of the most prolific songwriters of the time. His first major collaborator was Harold Spina, and the team produced such hits as Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore, You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew, Beat of My Heart, and My Very Good Friend the Milkman, which was a hit for Fats Waller. In 1936, he received a contract with Paramount Pictures and moved to Hollywood, where he collaborated with Arthur Johnston, James Monaco, and Jimmy Van Heusen, among others, and worked on more than 50 films. Johnny Burke died in New York City on February 25, 1964, at age 55. Here are three from the pen of Johnny Burke.
That happened on a side street when a fellow went to ring his sweetheart's bell. He saw the shades were drawn and he knew his gal was gone when he listened to the story that a neighbor had to tell. Annie doesn't live here anymore. You must be the one she waited for. She said, I would know you by the blue in your eyes. Checkered suit, a fancy vest, a polka dot tie. She answered that description, so I guess that you're the guy. Well, Annie doesn't live here anymore. Annie doesn't live here anymore. It's too bad you didn't call before. She just bought a gown that ties with ribbons above. Brand new shoes, a pretty hat, the latest star glow. She really looks so alluring and just waiting for your love. But Annie doesn't live here anymore. It was spring, there was romance in the air and everything seemed for loving hearts to share, and there was she, just as lonely and as blue as she could be. That's the reason Annie doesn't live here anymore. Might have been your picture that she tore. She was also faithful, what a pitiful sight. Waited for the letter that you promised to write. A gentleman with the top hat called around the other night. And Annie doesn't live here anymore.
Concerned about you and me.
Me?
They're trying to be nice. They're going out of their way. They offer me advice. Now there must be something in what they say. My very good friend, the milkman, says that I've been losing too much sleep. He doesn't like the hours I keep, and he suggests that you should marry me.
He may be right.
My very good friend, the postman, says that it would make his burden less if we both had the same address, and he suggests that you should marry me.
Shall we help him?
Then there's a very friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news.
About what?
Every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. My very good friend and neighbors say that they've been watching things I do, and they believe that I love you. So I suggest that you should marry me. What do you say?
Oh, my very good friend, the parson, says he's seen us walking out of faith and wants to make a future day, and he suggests that you should marry me.
Oh, he did.
And my very good friend, the baker, says I guarantee that I could bake a very scrumptious wedding cake.
Yum, yum.
He suggests that you should marry me.
That'd be a bad idea.
Then there's my friend who runs the travel bureau.
What did he say?
He told me to come again soon, and next time bring my lucky hero to plan a perfect honeymoon.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my very good friend, the draper, says that she has things down at the store,
yeah,
to help me fill my bottom drawer.
Mm.
So I'll give in and you shall marry me.
Okay.
Drumming from the humming beat of my heart. Wireless cars that flash their cars and thunder showers that pitter and patter, sounding to the pounding beat of my heart. I'm since you're mine, my love's all needs another line with words divine that your name will rhyme with while I sing in time with every beat of my heart.
We began our tribute to Johnny Burke in 1934 with Billy Cotton and his band and an unidentified duo on Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore, written with Harold Spina and Joe Young. Next, it was Jack Jackson and his orchestra and My Very Good Friend the Milkman from October 4th, 1935. Jack Jackson was one of the vocalists, but the other is unidentified. We finished up with Ramona and her grand piano with Paul Whiteman's Boys and The Beat of My Heart, also written with Harold Spina. That was recorded March 27, 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, October 6th, marked the birth in 1893 in Chicago, Illinois, of composer Milton Ager. He began teaching himself piano at age 7 and began his musical career as an intermission pianist at silent movie theaters. He became a vaudevillian and traveled to Chicago, where he worked as a song plugger and accompanist on the Orpheum vaudeville circuit. He returned to New York in 1913 and worked for Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder until World War I, when he joined the Army. After the war, he continued writing songs and had his first hit in 1921 with Nobody's Baby. The following year, he formed his own publishing company, Ager, Yellen & Bornstein. Between 1922 and 1930, he wrote hits such as Hard-Hearted Hannah, The Last of the Red Hot Mamas, Ain't She Sweet, and Happy Days Are Here Again. His chief collaborators included George Meyer, Grant Clark, Benny Davis, Joe Young, Jack Yellen, and Joe McCarthy. In 1930, he moved to Hollywood and contributed to the scores of the films Honky Tonk, King of Jazz, and Chasing Rainbows. He died in Los Angeles, California on May 6, 1979.
Thank you. and the skies above are clear again. So let us sing a song of happy cheer again. Happy, happy, happy days are here again.
Composer Milton Ager, born October 6, 1893. We began with Clyde Duer and his orchestra from an Edison Diamond disc recorded March 31, 1927, and Ain't She Sweet. That was followed by Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra recording in London on June 27, 1930, and Happy Feet. We finished up with Ben Selvin and his orchestra with the vocal by the Rollickers and Happy Days Are Here Again from February 3, 1930. One last reminder, for your chance to win that CD of Green's new novelty orchestra, just send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Today, October 10th, marks the birth in 1903 in Profyanova, Russia, of Vladimir Alexandrovich Dukhielski, composer of classical music. You may know him better as one of the most successful American composers of popular songs, Vernon Duke. The family fled the Civil War following the Russian Revolution and managed to reach New York in 1921, where Dukhielski became friends with George Gershwin, who suggested the pen name of Vernon Duke. In 1924, he moved to Paris, where he composed classical music as Dukhielski, but he also visited London, where, as Vernon Duke, he wrote songs for musical comedies. He returned to the U.S. in 1929, and by 1932 had written his first complete Broadway score, a review called Walk a Little Faster, which starred Beatrice Lilly. Collaborators included Yip Harburg, Howard Dietz, Sammy Kahn, and Ira Gershwin, but he wrote the words and music for Autumn in New York, the closing song in a review called Thumbs Up. In the 30s, he became an American citizen, and during World War II, he was a lieutenant commander in the U.S. Coast Guard. He died in Santa Monica, California, during an operation for lung cancer on January 16, 1969. Vernon Duke founded the Society for Forgotten Music, but his music is not forgotten on this show.
Confusion, but are you an optical illusion? And if not, then what on earth are you doing to me? If my speech is willy-nilly, it's because I cannot gild the lily. I should love to sing your praises, but phrases and words are silly. say, and what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say, and how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say, and what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock, I'd even face wedlock with you.
In blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never miss a warm embrace, till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
not to do are just the things I've got to do, for I am only human after all. Tell me, is it wrong to touch the skin I simply long to touch, when I am only human after all? I'm losing time, for I'm platonic with you, it's chronic with you, I fear. I'd rather be completely smothered by you than mothered by you, my dear. Talk is heavenly for two, but I want TNT for two, for I am only human after all.
We began our tribute to Vernon Duke with Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees and What Is There to Say from Ziegfeld Follies of 1933. That was followed by Henry Hall and his orchestra with the vocal by Les Allen and April in Paris. We finished up with Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers with Scrappy Lambert providing the vocal on I'm Only Human After All. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.